For ReachMD, this is Audio Abstracts. The following is brought to you by PRN, physician-recommended nutraceuticals.
Dry eye disease is a progressive condition, often leading to visual loss, ocular surface damage, and overall reduction in quality of life. The most common cause of evaporative dry eye, called meibomian gland dysfunction, or MGD, results in a deficient production of the lipid layer of the tear film. Because of this altered lipid composition associated with MGD, dietary supplementation with omega-3 fatty acids has been recommended as a primary therapy in both the International Dry Eye Workshop and International Workshop on Meibomian Gland Dysfunction. I'm Dr. Alice Epitropoulos, ophthalmologist and lead author of a study published in September 2016 issue of the journal Cornea, which investigated the clinical value of omega-3 fatty acid supplementation in the management of dry eye disease. My co-authors and I selected a patented, re-esterified omega-3 fatty acid supplement called PRN Dry Eye Omega Benefit Soft Gels, which as a natural triglyceride form of omega-3 fatty acids is better tolerated and better absorbed than omega-3 fatty acids in the more common ethyl ester form. In this multi-center, prospective, interventional, placebo-controlled double mass study, subjects were randomized to one of two groups: an omega-3 group receiving four daily soft gels containing a total of 1,680 milligrams of eicosapentaenoic acid, or EPA, and 560 milligrams of docosahexaenoic acid, or DHA, at a 3-to-1 ratio, and a control group receiving 3,136 milligrams of linoleic acid daily for 12 weeks. Participants were measured at baseline, week 6, and week 12 for tear osmolarity, which was the primary endpoint. Secondary endpoints were tear breakup time, ocular surface disease index, or OSDI, fluorescein corneal staining, and Schirmer test with anesthesia. Secondary endpoint measures of matrix metalloproteinase 9, or MMP9, and omega-3 index were assessed at baseline and at 12 weeks. A total of 122 subjects were eligible for the study. 54 were randomized to omega-3 and 51 were control. 7 in the omega-3 group and 10 in the control group dropped out over the 12 weeks. The mean age of 105 subjects who completed the study was 56.8 years. Nearly 72% of subjects were female. The remaining baseline characteristics were similar among groups. A statistically significant reduction in the primary endpoint, tear osmolarity, was observed in the omega-3 group versus the control group at week 6 and at week 12. Week 6 revealed a decrease in tear osmolarity of 16.8 milliosmoles per liter in the omega-3 group versus a decrease of 9 milliosmoles per liter in the control group with a p-value of 0.042. And at week 12, an even greater decrease, 19.4 versus 8.3 milliosmoles per liter, was observed with a p-value of 0.004. At 12 weeks, a statistically significant increase in tear breakup time was also observed at 3.5 seconds for the omega-3 group versus 1.2 seconds for the control, a p-value of 0.002. There was also a greater than 70% increase in omega-3 index levels favoring the omega-3 group with a p-value of less than 0.001. A 67.9% reduction in MMP9 positivity was observed in the omega-3 group compared with a 35% reduction in the control. This was also statistically significant with a p-value of 0.024. Lastly, OSDI symptom scores also decreased by 17 versus 5 with a p-value of 0.002, favoring the omega-3 group. The authors included the daily oral ingestion of a re-esterified omega-3 supplement for 12 weeks compared with a linoleic control significantly improved dry eye signs and symptoms, with many of the signs improved as early as 6 weeks. This rapid response to nutritional therapy clearly supports the recommendation that dietary supplementation with reesterified omega-3 fatty acids be included as a primary therapy for dry eye disease.
This has been a presentation of Audio Abstracts. The preceding is brought to you by PRN, physician-recommended nutraceuticals. For more information and for reference links of this article, visit reachmd.com/audioabstracts.